In a significant market shift, crude oil prices have fallen from their recent highs, and quite sharply at that. Brent crude is now below $80 a barrel, and the price for West Texas Intermediate is reaching lows not seen since prior to the escalation of tensions in the Middle East. This decrease in oil prices goes beyond mere fuel cost implications. It has a cascading effect on inflation through various indirect channels. For example, one of the primary cost components in food inflation is transportation. And transportation costs are directly affected by oil prices. Additionally, and of particular relevance to us Canadians, the performance of Canadian stocks is closely tied to the performance of oil. Today, we look into the current oil price trends and explore their implications for both the market and the broader economy. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of November 13th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. A notable trend in the current oil market is the withdrawal of speculators. These are investors that are betting on the price of oil without ever taking physical delivery. The conflict-driven expectations that previously influenced oil prices last month, the war in the Middle East, have not panned out as predicted. As such, the war premium has slowly been eroded away. This is reflected in the reduced net speculative positions in oil markets and the normalization of what is called the crude oil basis. The basis is essentially the difference between the prices of physical oil and the prices of oil futures, the financial byproduct. These changes suggest a reassessment of perceived supply scarcity. Put simply, the market has braced for a shortage of physical oil that didn't occur. On the production side, the United States is now at record oil output, despite a relatively stable number of operational rigs. This situation reflects ongoing improvements in operational efficiency and raises questions about the potential for even higher output if prices rise and rig counts increase. In parallel, OPEC is maintaining robust export figures, recently reporting an increase in production of approximately 80,000 barrels in the last month. Even Russia has achieved its highest output level in 4 months. Together, these factors suggest not only a strong current supply in global oil markets, but also the possibility of further growth. On the other side, demand for oil is easing. This is particularly evident in China, the world's largest crude importer. Recent trade data from China indicates a lower than anticipated demand and substantial decreases in refinery utilization rates. This reduction in demand is leading to narrower refining margins and a consequent buildup of oil and fuel stockpiles. We are going from a state of shortage to one of surplus, and contributing to the woes of Chinese demand is the lower than expected recovery in air travel, which is only further contributing to this decreased consumption of oil. The current dynamics in the oil market are characterized by a decrease in speculative activity, improved production efficiencies, and a decline in demand. And these three factors are pushing in the same direction: lower prices. Now, is this bad news or good news? Well, it's mostly good, but there is an element of both. The upside is clear. Lower oil prices help curb inflation and encourage consumer spending. Considering that the average fuel efficiency of American vehicles and the typical mileage covered, each one penny decrease in the price of a gallon of gas translates to approximately $1.5 billion in annual savings for U.S. consumers. This amount is then recirculated into the discretionary economy, boosting spending in other areas. The downside, however, is more relevant to us Canadians. For the TSX, high oil prices are a strong predictor of high returns on the TSX. So while lower prices offer broader economic benefits, they present a mixed bag for Canadian investors and the stock market as a whole. But still, it would be far-fetched to call declining oil prices bad news. In the meantime, while oil prices are notoriously difficult to predict, the near-term trend is skewed to lower crude prices, not higher. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.